If you've decided to create your own resources, Moodle offers a variety of tools for doing so. Book, page, and lesson are a few of these. However, you can also create resources using other software and upload the files. Developing quality resources takes time, so don't underestimate the effort. A few of the steps in developing a unique resource include 1. Researching the topic to ensure the resource meets your own quality standards. 2. Gathering content and image resources, especially considering your need for illustrations and supporting data products. 3. Writing text content or scripting multimedia content. 4. Developing media content. Video and interactive media are especially time-consuming. 5. Reviewing or testing. Test the resource yourself, but also ask content experts and, if possible, representative learners. 6. Revisions, based on the reviews. 7. Disseminating or uploading files. Decisions on which media to use should be based on the content needs. Text might be adequate for explaining some concepts and procedures, but visuals can increase understanding and recall. Video and audio can be engaging and also more effective when presenting 3D and 4D concepts. Using audio to accompany complex graphics, animations, or data loops allows learners to use their eyes and ears at the same time. Interactive media is very useful for complex content where embedded questions and exercises can test understanding. The choice of development tools has impacts. If the resource is difficult to use or impossible to access, being assigned the resource will be frustrating. If a resource is built within Moodle, then it may not be available for use outside Moodle or might require adaptation. Resources made with proprietary tools or create files that cannot be easily viewed on all platforms have less long-term or widespread utility.